Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment, May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words.
Today the Church celebrates the fifth Sunday of Lent. Now on the first Sunday of Lent, when we saw the first confrontation between Jesus and the one he calls the Prince of this world, it takes place in the desert. And now as the stage is set for Holy Week, Christ points to the final confrontation that will take place on Calvary. At the close of these 40 days and 40 nights of Lent, there will be a final confrontation. And this time, Satan exploits a weakness that touches and affects every human person, whether rich or poor, young or old, powerful or disenfranchised. The suffering of every one of us human beings in the flesh, and that is the deep, lonely anguish of death. These are the most profound wounds of our mortality, a universal affliction that bespeaks our human condition, and Satan exploits it to the very end. For in Gethsemane, Jesus is tempted to take the easier, painless way, and on the cross, Jesus is tempted by the bad thief and the passers-by to come down from the cross and end the suffering. But as we know, he refuses. Rather, he embraces his humanity, the very human condition that he, the eternal Son of God, had lovingly and freely chosen when he became incarnate of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So today's second reading highlights the choice that Christ makes, thus definitively rejecting the wiles of Satan. It says, although he was Son, he learned to obey through suffering. And so the Son chooses to suffer and die, as is the way of all human flesh, and thus Jesus learns what is to be human, to share our human condition, to take frail flesh and die. But who does the Son learn to obey through suffering? Is it the Father? Does this mean that the Father directly wills that his Son should suffer? Couldn't it be that God wants and directly causes suffering, as some people accuse him of? The answer is no, of course. God, who is good, cannot will evil, nor can he do evil. So God neither wants us to suffer, nor does he make suffering to be. Rather, because God is good, so God wills to create good out of evil. He brings something out of nothing. He makes the good and the beautiful. Jesus uses a simple agricultural image. A grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, and yields a rich harvest. So God brings something out of nothing, life out of death, good and salvation, even out of suffering. The devil would have us blame God for suffering, and he exploits the misery of our universal human fragility and mortality in tempting man to join his rebellion against God. But the truth of the matter is that God is never part of the problem. God is always the solution. And so, when our soul is troubled, what do we say? To whom shall we turn? In the words of today's responsorial psalm, let us pray, O God, give me again the joy of your help. Do not deprive me of your Holy Spirit. As we begin Passiontide this week in preparation for Palm Sunday, let this be our prayer. For in God alone do we find salvation. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.